good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for anyone watching this video. I'm Corey Lowe. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. You guys see I'm driving again, but this time it's not me behind the wheel. I got somebody driving with me. Man. Transportation. Having someone help you get to your destination, that's one thing. But it's a whole nother different story when you're paying them to get there, you're paying them to speak, you're spending all your hard-earned money just to get them to talk. Never forget that you can talk to God for free. That's all I'm saying. What am I talking about? I'm talking about how preaching and how these pastors nowadays, their title is synonymous with being a public speaker. So you got to pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, or raise a love offering or a pastoral visitor offering. I just find it funny how Jesus was never paid for his ministry. He never required any payment. The only time money ever came up was when he was talking about how those who would inherit the kingdom would inherit prosperity, or how, you know, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and render unto God the things that are God's, or pay your tithes. But not once did he ever say anything about, I'm going here, so let me charge these people a certain amount of gold or something. No. When people came out to see Jesus, he fed them. He fed the 5,000. He fed the 4,000. He did miracles, signs, and wonders. And then he went on his way. He gave people rivers of living water. People came to Jesus and were healed. They were fed. They were quenched. They were cured. They were delivered, they were set free, all for free. And then he sent his disciples out. He charged his disciples, sent the apostles, go preach. If they receive you, keep preaching. If not, shake the dust off your feet. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Holy Spirit is with you, blah, 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 blah. And then they would do it. They never got paid for anything. They never charged money or anything like that. But so often now we have preachers, and it's even, you go on a website, check any famous preacher online, go to his website, they talk about the honorarium gifts, or they talk about the booking fees and expenses. I mean, it's one thing to help somebody get there, but you help somebody get there, then you give them even more money to preach to you. The only reason why we're supposed to listen to anybody talking about Christ is because they're talking about Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So the moment that I'm doing something that isn't Christ-like, that Christ didn't do, we look away. We say, no, that's you, that's not Christ. The gospel is supposed to be free. All men and women. The gospel is life to set all men and women free. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely you shall give. But too often today, there is a literal price that comes with having preachers come in, having speakers come in. Hey, if you want to sell books, that's one thing. And also, let me add this caveat. If you, out of the kindness of your own heart, decide to bless someone or to bless a speaker, that's on you. That's you being nice. Fine. But the moment that it is required or demanded, that is a problem. And that's just what's wrong. That's one of the things that's just wrong with the church today, is that we're spending money in just the wrong areas. I mean, the local church should be taking care of the local community first and foremost. How you gonna pay thousands of dollars to have a speaker come and your congregation is full of broke people who can't manage their finances, who can't balance, it's an older term now, who can't balance a checkbook, who can't pay their bills on time? You know, that was a, and I'm glad, first of all, I'm personally glad that the whole prosperity message era has kind of died down in the church. It's still big in a lot of areas, but that whole prosperity gospel that used to be preached like all the time, tell you to just give and give and give and give. And make no mistake, you're supposed to tithe. You are supposed to give a tenth of what you have. And if you choose to give more than that, that's on you. That is on you. But it's never required for us to, the gospel is supposed to be free. All the apostles, former prophets, all the apostles in the New Testament, the early church, these people, they had jobs, all right? They had actual jobs. They financed themselves, and yeah, God would provide, and they would be blessed, and they would be housed and taken care of. I'm not discounting any of that or ignoring that. But it wasn't dependent upon the people. They didn't use the people as their main source of income. They had their life, they had a job, they were doing whatever God had called them to do outside of preaching the gospel. And then when they would preach the gospel, they financed themselves and they would rely on God to get them however they need to get there. It was just that simple, and somehow we've lost that. And we need to get back to that. We need to get back to that, and we will. We will get back to that, because more and more people's eyes are being opened. And that's going to be one of the things that remedies a lot of church hurt, because, oh, I was told to sow into this preacher's life who came, and I've received nothing, and now I'm hurt. You know, we're going to minister to people like that who has those experiences, who's seen that, and they've seen their church, even after the great speaker came, they still see that church fall apart, or something goes down or wrong, and the community doesn't get impacted. But it is wrong. It is wrong to ask and to charge people. It is wrong. If somebody gives it to you, that's a different story. If somebody says, here, let me bless you with this, fine. But once you start requiring it, you are wrong. But that's all for today. I don't know if you guys can tell, my voice is a little off. That's because I'm a little sick and I'm trying to recover. Keep me in your prayers. Please like, share, subscribe. Share the video. Send me your prayer requests. And as always, let's end in prayer. Lord God, plain and simple. Lord God, plain and simple, let the crooks be exposed. Let the gospel be free like it is supposed to be, like you have intended. Let discipline and purity come back to this faith that we believe in, Father. And bless all those who listen and watch this video. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.